And without further ado, and I think we're going to sneak back in, we have one half of the Boomer and Blaze show. We have Blaze himself here, Cincinnati's finest, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to give the floor over to Blaze for about, you know, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, just to give a brief introduction of what his show's about. And then we're going to come back, and I'm going to pretend like I know anything about wrestling, but I believe Wise is going to hang a little bit more and really have some wrestling battles coming up here. So it's all yours, Blaze.
All right. Hey, thank you. Yeah, my name is Blaze. I am on the Boomer and Blaze Wrestling Rewatch Program. So what we do is we started with WrestleMania 1, and we watch every single pay-per-view in order. We started with WWE pay-per-views or WWF pay-per-views, and then we went on and we started doing recently. We are now also watching the WCW pay-per-views, and eventually we plan on doing the ECW pay-per-views, and then possibly in the future, AEW pay-per-views. If they go on, they're supposed to be doing a deal with Max. And if they have all their past catalog on there, we might be able to start with those someday down the line. But yeah, we go through and we watch every pay-per-view. We review it. We watch every match and then take a stop and we talk about that match like fresh right after we watch the match. So every match is right in our heads because we're watching it along and recording at the same time. Not at the same time. We stop the recording, we watch the match, then we record. Normally I have my co-host, Boomer from the Boomer and Blaze show. Unfortunately, he is stuck working right now, so he is not able to be here. So just me right now. We watch it and we also talk about some current wrestling. We talk about other things. We also have one of our favorite segments is the Chic Tweet of the Week. Normally that is Boomer finding these things. I actually did look up a couple. So I do have a Chic Tweet of the Week today for you. I will censor it since we're on this show and not my show. Heal the world and make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. Otherwise, I put you in camel clutch and break your explicit neck. The Iron Sheik was a very popular wrestler in the 80s and up until then, I believe in the 90s, he did some wrestling as well. He was a gem. And his Twitter... now, unfortunately, Iron Sheik passed away this year. So he passed away a couple months ago. And we would do, like, tweets from him, from his official Twitter page. And we would read one on the show every week because they were always just... I mean, he's a very vulgar man, and it's hilarious. we laughed so much that we just started making it a segment. And when he passed away, his family, I guess, have been continuing the tweets, or somebody at his people that worked for him or whatever has kept his official Twitter page up, and they like retweet stuff that he used to say and stuff like that. So we still go through. I mean, there's so many on there. We go through and we find these and we continue the Sheik tweet. One of our favorite segments, but yeah, we also talk about current stuff. A lot of stuff that has to do with, I mean, we talk about the XFL constantly because The Rock does, in fact, own the XFL. So, you know, that is adjacent to our wrestling. And then we're both big Bengals fans, me and Boomer. And sometimes we have to just talk to people like Jeff, if he's listening, who's a Steelers fan. I made sure to wear my Bengals jersey just for Jeff today because, you know, I care. But we used to do a podcast before he joined the wrestling podcast, because the wrestling podcast did start with me and my brother. He went by Rage on the show. It used to be the Rage and Blaze show. He took over when my brother fell ill and wasn't able to do it. So he took over, and he's a huge wrestling fan. He's like an encyclopedia of wrestling knowledge. I just enjoy it. I'm not an encyclopedia of knowledge, but I do know quite a bit because I have been watching it for a long time. But we used to do, before he took over for the Boomer Blaze show, we used to do Hootay Bitchin', and that was a football podcast that I did that was specifically a Cincinnati Bengals podcast. We've kind of integrated that into the show now. So essentially during football season, we do a segment with my our football podcast where we just talk about the Bengals. And that's simply because we love football and we wanted to talk about the Bengals and complain. Like our first two losses of the season, we just, you know, needed to complain about it. And that's where that segment goes from. But yeah, that is our show. We are all the way up to our last episode that just released today was our third WCW episode where we talked about Starrcade 3. And it's the first of the WCW pay-per-views where it was actually somewhat entertaining, because the first two were a little weak, especially the second one. The second one was bad. But in the current wrestling, or not in the current, in the WWE pay-per-view rewatch, we're all the way in the 1998 years, and we just watched WrestleMania from 1998. I believe that was WrestleMania 14, a very famous WrestleMania where Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels faced off. And you had Mike Tyson as the special guest referee. Very fun. It was a very fun WrestleMania, actually. That was our last WWF pay-per-view. And like I said, we started out where we were just going to do just the main pay-per-views, the main four, you know, WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, and SummerSlam. However, as we were going on and we got closer to starting to get and your houses and everything, we decided, you know what? I think we just want to watch every pay-per-view. Like, I don't want to skip years or months before another pay-per-view. So we were like, you know what? This is going to last us a lifetime. Let's just watch them all. And it's really fun to do that way, because had we not, then we would have missed out on certain storylines. And sometimes when you just watch the pay-per-views in order, you get those storylines slowly building up to the big ones. So it really does benefit us to watch every single one in order, which is what we've been doing. So that is essentially our show in a nutshell. I wish Boomer was here. We originally had it planned. Boomer picked out a match for us to talk about. I think the best match that night was Kane and The Undertaker. That was a good match. It was. We liked that one a lot. I'm trying to remember what we considered our favorite match of the night. Because I don't think we picked Shawn versus Shawn versus Triple, or not Triple H, Shawn versus Stone Cold. I think we enjoyed another one, and I know we did really like the Kane Undertaker. We liked a lot of the matches in that one. That was actually a really good pay-per-view. Because of this rewatch, I got to watch a lot of iconic things that I never actually watched. I watched recently, we got to the Montreal Screwjob, which I've heard about, I've seen clips of, never actually watched it, so that was kind of interesting to watch. Cringy was watching the Stone Cold versus Owen Hart match, where Owen Hart accidentally had Stone Cold too low into a pile driver and broke Stone Cold's neck. We were surprised to find out that Stone Cold pretty much never left television after that. He was so popular, they were like, you know what, we're just going to have you come and attack people, just don't hurt your neck. They didn't take bumps or anything like that. So that is essentially the excuse we have for doing the show, is because I've never watched half these pay-per-views. There it is, the Boomer and Blaze WWE Wrestling Pay-Per-View Rewatch Podcast. I probably should change that because it's not just WWE anymore. It is now WWE and WCW as we speak. But it started out just WWE matches. But yeah, it was it's a lot of fun. And it gives me an excuse to just watch every wrestling pay-per-view. Like all these matches. Like when I was a kid, you know, I didn't have control over if I had the money to buy a pay-per-view. Sometimes the guy that my mom was dating, he would order them. So I did watch a few of these. I do remember watching WrestleMania. That WrestleMania 14 was one of the first ones I remember specifically watching as a kid. I didn't remember half the stuff that happened in it, but I remember watching it as a kid because it I remember the Mike Tyson story with DX, because DX is what got me really into wrestling. I watched a little bit as a kid with my co-host was my stepbrother when I was a kid, and we're still pretty cool and pretty close, hence why we started a show together. But DX is truly what got me into wrestling. I was a kid, man. I was a teenager, and these guys are saying "suck it" constantly. And who am I to say that's not the coolest thing ever? So DX was like adolescent, like this is what's bringing me in. And then I became a big fan after that. And I still love DX. I've loved DX since then, and I haven't stopped. Triple H became pretty much my favorite wrestler of all time because of D-Generation X. And he's still one of my favorites of all time. And I also love Sean, obviously. Sean is a fantastic performer in front of the mic, in the ring. He's pretty great. Yeah, it's a great show. Our episodes are long. I will give you that. Because we are actually watching these pay-per-views and discussing them match by match by match by batch. So they do go for about 2 hours. And if my brother does show up, sometimes he does come on random episodes because there's a match he wants to talk about. The last one, I believe, was the first Hell in a Cell match with Kane where Kane shows up. That was cool, too. Where Kane shows up the first time to confront his brother after they talked about him for like months beforehand. Kane showed up and my brother wanted to talk about that because it's a huge moment in wrestling. So he shows up, and whenever he shows up, we get like a 3-hour episode almost. So they are long shows, but they are intended when you listen to them. They are intended, like the premier way that we think you should be watching it is you watch it for the pay-per-view with us, and when we're done with that that match, you push play, because we do have them all broken up in segments by match. We stop the show, we watch the match, we talk about the match. So that is the best way I would say to listen to our show is, you know, you want to go back and watch these pay-per-views, go back, watch them with us, and then you'll hear us talk about that exact match you just watched, which I would say would be the best way to listen to them. I don't know if anybody actually does that. Exactly. It's like having a buddy to share the experience with a lot more insulting jokes and uncomfortable conversations. Which is just like having a buddy to talk with. So, you know, it's exactly. Except these buddies are from, actually, I'm not from Cincinnati. I'm just a big Cincinnati fan. I'm from Ohio, and I'm like almost 3 hours away from Cincinnati. I just became a Bengals fan instead of a Browns fan, which is not regular in these parts. Hell, I think I'm closer to you in Pittsburgh than I am in Cincinnati, but yeah, that place. Ugh. I've been there before. I went there once to try out for American Idol at your ugly Heinz Field stadium. I had to go to the middle of the field of Heinz Field and try out for American Idol. I mean, I didn't have to, but you know, there are some explicit pictures of me making suggestive gestures to your stadium. I'm really not a Steelers fan, if you cannot tell. They're our biggest rivals, I would say, and I hate them with an undying passion. I'm just a big Bengals fan. I'm trying to think of other things to talk about. I've pretty much shown you the show.
Let's see if Maria and Wise are ready to pop back on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to just ambush them here. Let's see. Here we go.
I
loved wrestling. Now you mentioned Iron Sheik, Junkyard Dog, Coco Beware, oh, yeah. Hulk Hogan, Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff. I could go on. I had all the little thumb wrestler guys. We had the rubber guys, the taller ones, the ring.
I used to have the tackle, or not, it was a tackling buddy, was the football ones, a wrestling buddy.
Yeah.
The little wrestling buddies you played. I had an Ultimate Warrior one. So one thing you'll find out if you listen to the podcast is I really hate Hulk Hogan. He's one of my least favorite wrestlers. Now, other than when he goes heel, like that was the good times. Hollywood Hogan, I can get behind, but his original, you know, his All-American, all that, I just never became a fan of him. I think he poses way too much.
He wasn't one of the millions. Oh, no, Tom, what is it? The millions is rocks, but
no, Hulk he was
thousands of ten thousands of Hulkamaniacs, whatever.
Yeah, Hulkamaniacs, yeah. When the Hulkamaniac runs wild on you, you know, that's I never got into that. Like every single pay-per-view days was ended with Hulk Hogan, even if he wasn't in the match, even if he did not win, it's him posing for literally 20 minutes. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. It's just like, I am a real and just not my cup of tea, man. I loved the Ultimate Warrior as a kid, but I've always been more of a, I like the flashies. I like the high flyers a lot. It's one reason I love Shawn Michaels so much, but I like rewatching these pay-per-views has actually kind of given me perspective where, cause he wasn't that great either. Like if you watch him, his matches are always short. Oh, somebody agrees with me there. His matches are always short because he wasn't a very good wrestler. All he had to do is come out, run out, shake the ropes, do his stuff, and then it was done in like 5 minutes. But I loved it as a kid. But now when I'm watching it with a more modern perspective, and like I'm actually judging these, I mean, I'm doing a podcast where I review all these, I got to get more judgmental. And he just doesn't really do anything that's impressive in the ring. He was just really flashy, which is why I liked him as a kid. But he's not exactly a great wrestler.
How about is he compared to Jake the Snake Roberts? Does he have talent? Well,
Jake the Snake Roberts can tell a story and he can wrestle. There's a difference. There's a difference between the Warrior and Jake. Jake the Snake Roberts can tell a story, and he knew how to wrestle.
Yeah. So
the Warrior was stiff. He wasn't what they considered. He was just show. He was just a show. He would come in like he said.
He was
slam him, dude. Just. So whereas you compare him to his former partner Sting, where Sting became a complete wrestler, Sting was able to do moves, did the Scorpion Deathlock, did high bop, did presses off the top rope, and you can like I understand where he's coming from. When I was younger, I looked at all the power slams, but as I got older and I started really getting into the moves and seeing them, I started learning that it was a story being told in the ring. And his stories suck. It just did.
Right.
As I got older, but when you would see a match like Sting versus Flair, that right there was a great match. That told the story. That put Sting to the next level. So when you see wrestlers like that and you see matches like that where they have an impact, where you can remember what those matches are like, there's not an Ultimate Warrior match that I really can go back to. All of them were squash matches.
Yeah, and then there was the whole issue with when the Ultimate Warrior faced Triple H for the Intercontinental Championship, I believe it was. He came in, he showed up out of nowhere, and Triple H wanted one thing. He did not want to pretty much job his finisher. He did not want his finisher jobbed, and Ultimate Warrior refused to do it. He was like, he did it. He did the pedigree on him, and he just got right back up. And it was like his finishing move didn't mean anything. That's all he asked. He's like, I don't mind if you have the Warrior come out and beat me. I just don't want to do my finisher and have him just like jump up from it. And that's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
But he was also real bullheaded. The reason he kept leaving WWE is because he kept asking for more money. I'm learning all kinds of backstage stuff. I will say that Sting is one that I really didn't get to watch a lot of, because I wasn't really a big WCW fan, which is why I'm excited about starting to go through these WCWs, because I'm excited to see Sting in his prime, Ric Flair in his prime. You know, I've always been mostly WWF. I watched a little bit of WCW back in the day because NWO was interesting. So I did see a little bit of Sting's black and white, the Crow makeup and stuff.
No, I've been watching wrestling since the 80s. AWA, NWA, WCCW in Texas. I truly watch wrestling, even from Puerto Rico, all over, and even some early Japan stuff. So I am true. My brother used to take me to the Garden when I remember seeing Steamboat,
that's awesome.
Bundy, yep. Hogan, Andre the Giant, Big John Studd. These are characters that I was able to see, and it was just something that was exciting. It was being a kid from Brooklyn, being able to go to the Garden and see some of these programs and see some of these shows. I thank my brother to this day because he's still a big wrestling fan now too.
I still watch it. we also review the current pay-per-views normally. Especially the big ones. We're talking about possibly just making a separate episodes for the big four. But yeah, it's funny you bring up Steamboat because he's in one of the best matches I've watched on the show, and that's Steamboat versus Macho Man from WrestleMania 3. Hell of a match, fantastic match. He was definitely not that I always liked Steamboat because I've always been kind of into dragons. My production company is called Dragon Blazer Productions, and I use the word production company very loosely, but that's what I call it. And I always liked Ricky the Dragon. I always liked Macho Man. One that I found that I really liked was doing this podcast was Rick Rude. Rick Rude was amazing. Every time he would show up, there was one time he put a man's wife on his tights in a feud.
Wow.
There's nothing more heelish than being like, I'm coming out here with your wife's face right here on my tights. Like, that is, his name was Rick Rude, and he definitely was rude. And I love
him. He was also ravishing, wasn't he?
Yes, he's the ravishing Rick Rude. Yeah. The dude was a master in heel, and I love a good heel. I am a real American that's the lyrics to the song. I like this Samuel Mitchell. He's agreeing with everything I say. That's good. Those are my favorite people. Although I also love the people that hate what I say, because then I get to argue with them. It's also fun.
I just don't understand most of what you're saying because I don't watch wrestling. But I'm supporting you. I'm here for it.
But your favorite match, Maria? What's your favorite match?
I don't know that I've ever watched an entire match. I'll be honest; like, I have no idea. I'm just over here ordering my groceries. I'm like, cool. This sounds like it's a good time for someone.
And not to think, Wise is up next, so I pulled him off the stage here. He's getting ready for his segment. He's coming up at 1 o'clock. Stuck in My Mind podcast. He just wanted to get ready real quick, so that's why he.
No, I understand. That's fun. Yeah,
I do understand the Bengals, though. I live about 45 minutes outside of Cincinnati, so I do understand that.
I'm surrounded by Ohio.
You are.
Yeah. One thing you said, you love The Rock. The Rock is fantastic dude.
Yeah, I don't know anything about his wrestling. I just had a crush on him forever. So.
Well,
yeah,
I'll tell you what. I tell you what. He has this. His knowing him outside of wrestling, he just seems like he's one of the best people on the planet. Yeah. In wrestling, he was one of the best heels. And if you don't know wrestling speak, heel means they're the bad guy. Faces are good guys. Heels are your bad guys. And The Rock was a fan. I mean, The Rock would be as devastating as all get out. But he's also one of the best dudes. I did an interview with a guy. His name is Chris Holyfield. He wrestled in WWF a couple times. He was a little person. And his first time, he played a little Booker T. And when he did the little Booker T, Booker T was feuding with The Rock. So The Rock bring out little Booker T, and he brought him out. This is all in an interview. I have it on my page. But yeah, this was an interview we did with him. And he was talking about how, you know, he was a little person, so he did not get a lot of work, and he was going to do whatever they pretty much told him to do. They wanted him to do the typical little person thing where he bit The Rock's butt and everything like that, runs under his legs and stuff like that. Now, The Rock on the show is supposed to be treating him like crap, but The Rock backstage, he said that he was going to agree to it. And The Rock's like, no, I'm not going to disrespect this guy like that. He's like, we will do this differently and everything like that. So he just talked trash about him. He did not have him do the typical things that little people normally did in wrestling. It seems like, and I've talked to other people that have actually met the Rock, and everyone I talk to says he's just genuinely a good dude. He's a great person. And you don't hear that very much in Hollywood and celebrities and stuff. So he's just one of my favorite people. He was also fantastic, and he's like the most hateable person back in wrestling days, but to me that made him great. but there's a whole difference between your persona in wrestling and they call it kayfabe. It's an old circus term that they adopted in wrestling, and that's where you do not have a different persona outside of your work. You stay in character at all times when you're around people.
Very nice. And we're running up. We're top of the hour.
Of course.
And just real quick, how can people want to connect and find you? I did put up, you're available on Spotify and other networks as well, but is there the best place to connect with you?
Well, you can find me at Dragon Blazer Productions on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube. You can also find me at Dragon Blazer Pro on, what is it, X now, not Twitter, X. You can find me there as well. And I have the regular YouTube page, which is Dragon Blazer Productions. I also have a specific Boomer and Blaze YouTube page where the only thing I share on there is my the Boomer and Blaze show and shows from the podcast. My Dragon Blazer Productions, I do like video games. I have other podcasts other than the Boomer and Blaze show. It's like kind of a catch-all where I just throw everything on there. But there's also a Boomer and Blaze specific show or YouTube page as well if you just want the wrestling content. And even if you're not super into wrestling, about every episode we talk almost for an hour of just different things going on in current events and stuff. And I think we're funny. I lie to myself daily, you know.
It's the Boomer and Blaze show. Check out the links on the reception page. That's our homepage for the event. Whenever in between shows or afterwards, when you go back to look at the replays or you go back to the reception page, you can connect with every presenter that's here today, every speaker, every podcaster. If they filled out a profile, they've linked to their social profiles. You can connect with them right in the reception area. And it's the Boomer and Blaze. Find them on social media and any podcast app where you listen to your podcast. And you know me, we're going to keep it moving. So thank you so much, Steve, for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good time with this.